Federal officials today unveiled a plan to vaccinate the entire country against smallpox in the event of a terrorist attack. In the worst-case scenario, it might have to be done within days. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the White House has not yet made what many health officials call the really tough decisions about smallpox vaccination.
It's a civil defense plan, the likes of which hasn't been seen since the 1960s, when Americans were advised to prepare for nuclear attack. Federal officials say they have to plan for the possibility that someone might unleash smallpox virus on a totally vulnerable world. Joe Henderson of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says we're not currently prepared.
If a case shows up next week or tomorrow, it would be a pretty horrible event for us to have to contend with, since our public health system really hasn't been prepared to deal with smallpox in many decades.
The plan attempts to remedy that. It runs to 48 pages. It tells states how to set up a clinic that could vaccinate 1 million people within 9 days, how many doctors and nurses and technicians they'll need, how many translators and traffic cops, and how to sort out an influx of panicky people. Henderson says the last thing you need is to have people with smallpox symptoms show up at a vaccination clinic.
In a community where you're going to have everyone in a mixing pool, people who've not been exposed, people who are feeling symptomatic but possibly don't have smallpox disease, and then you're going to have people that are in various stages of actual smallpox illness. You know, there has to be communication provided to those individuals so that they know where they need to go to address their particular predicament.
Dr. Georges Benjamin is Maryland's Secretary of Health. He says health officials have thought for years about the possibility of a smallpox attack, but they've never focused on it like this.
This is an opportunity to really look at the details and drill down to the nitty-gritty what it takes to actually do millions of people.
Some of those millions will get sick and even die from the smallpox vaccine itself. Officials anticipate up to 5 deaths for every 1 million vaccinated, and dozens more cases of serious side effects such as encephalitis and raging skin infections that resemble severe burns.
None of us want to really think about this, but this is kind of that tough medicine that we have to do in terms of planning for national defense.
It's not clear what would trigger the mass vaccination plan. If a single smallpox case showed up in one state, officials might first try to contain the disease by vaccinating limited numbers, starting with the contacts of the known case and the people close to them. But there might not be time for this careful, stepwise approach. By the time the attack was discovered, hundreds of people might already be infected. As tricky as mass vaccination is, the Bush administration is wrestling with a much more difficult smallpox problem. How many health and public safety workers should get the vaccine before anything happens? Health officials sent a plan for that to the White House several weeks ago. Again, Georges Benjamin.
I do not think there's any snag in making that decision. I think that it's going to require a lot more thought. Understand that the mass vaccination plan assumes that there is smallpox somewhere in our country. When that occurs, the risk of dying from smallpox disease is much greater, assuming it's in your community, than the risk of the vaccine. So it's a much easier decision to make.
Officials say they're monitoring the experience in Israel, which recently began vaccinating health workers. State officials here are telling federal authorities they'll need to vaccinate hundreds of thousands of health and safety workers to deal with any mass vaccination campaign. Richard Knox, NPR News.